You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Front, yeah. How about this update from North Kansas City yesterday? The mayor of North Kansas City put out a statement about where things are. This is Jesse Smith, okay, releasing a statement on the ongoing conversations they say they're having. Quote, the city of North Kansas City continues to have conversations with the Royals regarding the possibility of a stadium and related development in North Kansas City. These discussions are substantial and will ultimately involve collaboration among the state of Missouri, Clay County, and the city in any final framework. A portion of these discussions will need to be kept confidential for a limited time period. As mayor, I remain committed to transparency throughout this process and want to share the priorities I have consistently communicated on behalf of our community. It's also important to note, if it ever got further enough along in this process, this would require a public vote. I'm talking now. The statement's over.
Yes. It would require a public vote, and that's what Jonathan Katz, I think, had pointed out. The other people were reporting on it.
Right.
So the earliest vote could happen this, is April?
Correct. Yes. So there's something to keep in mind. But this is the most we have heard the city publicly, the city of North Kansas City, publicly talk about this site. Like, a year and a half, 2 years ago, when the North KC site was discussed,
and they released a rendering.
It was more, I think, you correct me if I'm wrong, I took it as it was more like developer talking, maybe a county commissioner. We've had, obviously, one of the county commissioners on the show before. This is the mayor of North Kansas City acknowledging the process.
We're in discussion, and I'm trying to let it know we're in discussion. Is it a Hail Mary?
Because
why isn't the Overland Park mayor saying it?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if this is leverage to use against somebody or if this is real. I think it's clear, though, it's down to I think the
downtown's
Washington dead. State Park or whatever it is, Square Park State
Square.
Park, Washington Square Park, that's dead. I don't think that's happening.
I agree with
I think downtown, unfortunately, not happening. I think it's a North Kansas City or Overland Park kind of discussion at this point.
I know that for the most part, Bob and some other people have been saying it's been going to Overland Park for some time.
Right.
I would still probably handicap that as a favorite. I don't think this is just placating because this is gold sniffing around this area for too long for me to just think that this is constantly a leverage move against Kansas. I pointed this out. Kansas's money has been the same and there for some time. The Royals own the land in which they would hypothetically build a stadium in Overland Park.
They bought the mortgage.
The mortgage, but fine.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't have any barriers remaining on going there. And the fact that North Kansas City continues to come up as a part of the conversation means to me, somehow, they are still not firmly decided in which location they want to go. And North Kansas City still supplies. Really, you're deciding between, in my opinion, which of the two ballpark ideas do you want more? Downtown's dead. You wanted that. That didn't happen. The vote didn't pass, whatever.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to decide, do we create the Battery in Atlanta, which is in a suburb outside Atlanta, similar to Overland Park, or do we try to create our own Wrigleyville, which is closer to what you would create in downtown North Kansas City? And what I think the Royals really are trying to decide is, what would their fan base like more? So I'm curious, what would you like more? If given the choices, if you've been to those markets, if you've been to those cities, Which of those areas makes more sense to you? Because I think that those are the two projects they're deciding between. Feels it's kind of weird. It feels weird that the Royal Stadium would be that close to like where I live. Because I'd have to vote on this. I live in Clay County. If they decided, I'd have to decide whether or not I'm actually voting for this.
Yeah, on the Kansas side, a vote wouldn't be required. But you're right. Like you would be very near the site, North KC. I'd be pretty close to the site in Overland Park. No matter where they choose, like I think they will end up doing an incredible job with the stadium and the area around it. Like I think we will all be very impressed
by it.
Think
it's cool and like going there.
Location,
yes.
Everything. I would, from a closer to a downtown feel, I would prefer North Kansas City.
I think I would too.
From the beginning, not that the Overland Park side they won't make into an incredible development. I'm sure they will. That side just has never made a lot of sense to me. That's all. Doesn't mean, like, am I not going to go to the site? Of course not. I will go to games at North Kansas City. I will go to games in Overland Park. That's as I've told you and we've discussed on the show. I've been going to games in Jackson County at the Truman Sports Complex my entire life. So I really, as far as going to games, I don't really care where it's at from that regard. You and I both, from the very beginning, preferred downtown baseball. That seems unlikely now. North Kansas City is at least closer to that, but it's not downtown baseball.
Oh, God, no.
It's not downtown baseball.
But it's at least close to enough that I can say it's extension of, in the sense that I can get to downtown and there can be development on that end.
Yeah.
Where at least, I don't know, it's close-ish. Again, this is not, and I know people always want to make me like, well, you live in North Kansas. I live in the Northland. So North Kansas City would probably be, and look, the stadium site where I used to go to that bowling alley for school in high school, we had to once a week go bowl. We'd bus over to that one. So I used to go to Galactic Bowling or whatever there. I've spent plenty of time at that old AMF or whatever it was. It's not about the Kansas versus Missouri, this site versus that. It is just, I don't like the site in Overland Park. And for the same reasons you said, I assume they'd build it there gold, and it'd be cool, and I'd have fun when I went there. And I don't think I'd hate the site endlessly. It would not stop me from going. It's none of that for me. I just don't like the site. I liked the rendering in North Kansas City, the original one.
Yeah, and who knows how close, the original was awesome, but
if it's anywhere close to what that looked like two damn years ago or whatever, looks cool.
Yeah.
And interesting.
And convenience-wise, yeah. I mean, convenience-wise, of course, North Kansas City would be right down the road from you, so I'm sure from a convenience standpoint you would like it. The same way, from a convenience standpoint, Overland Park. But also, by the time the stadium's done, you know, we're talking 3-4 years from now, I mean, I don't think you're planning on moving, but like, who knows? I mean, that stuff changes also. Like, people might live in different spots 4 or 5 years from now, in different parts of town or whatever.
If every person who we collected a group of people, 10,000 people in the city, who are Royals fans, and it was an equal distribution of people in the north, the south, the outer parts of the city, the mid part of the city, whatever, and we made them all vote on which location, what do you think the fans would choose?
And taking the financial element out of it altogether?
Yeah. We're just saying, where would you prefer the stadium to?
Is it the rendering that we got for the Clay County? Because the rendering was the best one in North
KC. It was
KC.
A very impressive.
We've never gotten a rendering for the OP site.
Correct. It was a very impressive rendering. I laugh because people, whenever we bring up the word rendering, there's always one person that texts in and is like, stop saying rendering. but yes, that one was impressive. Here's what I would be interested on that. If you take all the financial element of it out of there, people get upset when I say this, but we know a good chunk of the season ticket holder base is in where? Jackson County, or Johnson County. So
for the Royals, is it? I can't always remember the split. It's like 55-45 for the Royals or something like that?
I thought the Chiefs number was in the high 50s. But point being is, so you're asking, though, just if we pulled 10,000 people and it was balanced. Well, my guess is if it was balanced and money wasn't an issue, whatever the split is in North Kansas City would all vote for the North KC side.
More people who live on the Missouri side vote for a Kansas one, or more people who live on the Kansas side vote for a Missouri one? That's really the question we're asking ourselves in that scenario. And that's a tough one to answer. Look, you'd say you're not alone, I don't think. You're saying if all things are created equal, you're like, yeah, put it in North Kansas City. I like the site better. I think it's a better location. I still think it's closer to their original dream. It's why I think they're genuinely considering it. Do I think they'll have a decision by the end of the year? Hell no.
I don't know what to think.
Do I think on December 31st, 2025, the Royals will have told us where they're going?
I still think the Royals are much closer than the Chiefs, though. I think they're much closer than the Chiefs to announcing something. Whether that's 3 weeks from now or 5 months from now, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But they're closer. I do think, while you and I agree the deadline at the end of the year that the state of Kansas has set, and like, you're telling me that in 8 months, if they came back to you, you're going to say no too late. I don't buy that. But I actually think by the end of the year, we will know where the Royals are at.
I hope you're right.
Let's hope so.
We're all sick of it. We're all sick of it. We're right there with you. All right.
Everyone's together.
Enough on the stadium front, because I get sick of talking about it as well.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.